So my three-year-old son got this thing in his head. I have no idea where he gets it from. That he says that mizonos is his favorite bracha. Now, I don't know why. Maybe cookies are mizonos and some nashes are mizonos. But l'maisa, the upshot of that is that he only wants to make mizonos on everything. Which gets into really a question that Tovia asked a few weeks ago. So this is really for you. Is that, you know, can you cover everything with mizonos? Meaning, does everything... In other words, whoever knows that there's some concept about shahakol, b'dievid works. Does that work for mizonos? In other words, if you make a mizonos on your orange juice, do you have to make another bracha or not? Right? You make a mizonos on your Jolly Ranchers, do you have to know, you know, do you have to make another bracha afterwards? So it all stems from a Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara in Brachos says, and Daf Mem, the Mishnah rather, says, that on everything, if you make a shahakol, so they're new yotzei. But that's shahakol. The Mishnah only is talking about shahakol. If you look at Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Vav, it quotes this Gemara. It says in the middle of Reish Vav Aleph, it says ala kol on everything. Im amr shahakol, you say shahakol. You're yotze. Va'afilu al pas v'yayin. So even if you make a shahakol on bread, you're yotze b'di'evid. Yayin, you're yotze b'di'evid with the shahakol. Now, what is eerily missing? Maybe it's not so eerily, it's just missing, right? From this Mishnah and the Halacha, there's anything about mizonos. There's nothing about mizonos. It sounds like this whole Halacha is shahakol. And Mr. Brewer just points out that obviously this is only b'di'evid. L'charchila, you can't make a shahakol on everything, you know, and you can't l'charchila make a shahakol on, I don't know, a piece of cake. You have to make a mizonos. If you forget and you say shahakol, so you yotze b'di'evid. Fine. So what about mizonos? Is there any basis for mizonos to be yotze? So there is a chai adam. The Chai Adam says, and he bases it off of a Gemara in Nedarim, which really has nothing to do with brachos per se, that if a person says, I aser upon myself mizonos, so for the most part, he asers upon himself everything except for mayim, water, and melach, salt. So you see from over there, and I mean, the Gemara is a little bit more intricate than making an effort, but for the quick summary is, it sounds like that everything is called mizonos. Because if you say, I'm asering upon myself mizonos, everything is included except for water and salt. So therefore, says the Chai Adam, if you make a brahmi name mizonos on everything except for water or salt, you're yotzi b'di'evid. It's a pretty big chiddush. Now, the obvious question on that is that so? No, someone say obvious question is, okay, fine, that's the halacha. But what's the lamedus question? Lamedus goes, where's it in the Mishnah? Yeah, I don't get it. We just spent like, you know, a couple of minutes telling you Mar Makomos, there's a Mishnah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, so why is it not there? So Menishma Sadam, which is written by the Chai Adam, asks this. So why isn't it written in the Mishnah? What's the answer? Figure out the answer.
It's written in
Darm. Okay, written in Darm, yeah, but not in the halachas brachas. The answer is because there's exceptions. The Mishnah only lists ironclad rules. Since there's an exception about salt, and there's an exception about, what do we say, water as well, that mizonos wouldn't cover them, so therefore it can't list it in a separate mission as a separate rule, you know, as a set rule, it can't list it. So therefore, says the Chai Adam, I paskin, that therefore, if you make a mizonos on your Jolly Ranchers, I don't know, you make it on your whatever, anything else, you know, your orange juice, your yotze b'di'evid with a mizonos. Comes along the Ber Halacha, so you think, okay, the Chai Adam. So you ask your question, do you follow this? It's nice Chai Adam. We're not chas from belittling the Chai Adam, but is that how we follow? So how about the Mishnah Berurah? You like the Mishnah Berurah? So the Ber Halacha in Kuf Samach Zayin says, if you make a mizonos on bread, this is the Ber Halacha, he says, das har be'achronim diyotze b'di'eved, your yotze, de birchas bori minim mizonos, hi bracha koleles. It's a bracha that covers everything, kimo shahakol, just like shahakol, v'yotze al kol dover. It's a Ber Halacha talking, you're yotze on everything, t'chol mili mezen zayin, everything satiates you, chutz mimayim u'melech, v'chein kasa v'chai adam. So now we made a halacha, so this chai adam is now brought down the Ber Halacha. Sounds like if you know my kid, he may not be doing the right thing with chachila, but if he makes his brahmi name mizonos on a piece of chicken, you know, I don't know, you shouldn't tell him to make another bracha, because it sounds like b'di'evit, if he did it already, he made the mizonos on the piece of chicken, so then, you know, he's yotze the bracha, and, you know, then you're fine. Comes along, the Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't like this. He doesn't give a reason why not, but he just disagrees. He paskins that if you make a bray minei mizonos, this is in Kuf Samach Zayin Yud Tes, if you make a mizonos on bread, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you are not yotze. He says, if you make a im kol zeh birchal pri eitz or pri adama bray mi mizonos, and he says even if you make it on a bray pri eitz or bray pri adama mizonos lo yotze v'hachanami bepas. He says v'tzarchi, and he doesn't know, you know, l'maisa what to do. But he seems to be arguing with this bir halacha. It would come out you have a machlokas mishnah brura and Aruch HaShulchan, if you follow the Schai Adam. If a person makes a mizonos on something which should not be made a mizonos, are you yotzei or not? Mishnah Berurah would say you are yotzei. Aruch HaShulchan would say you are not yotzei. How do we paskin? So comes along Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe says something which is fascinating. He says in Chelek Dalet of Aruch Chaim, Simen Mem, and in Os Aleph. Listen to what he says. First he tells you how to paskin. He says, "L'chein yesh lahoros kain, we follow this chay adam, afim nim tzachokam alav." Even if you find people that argue with this chay adam, we follow it. So borei mim nizonos covers everything. Sounds like it's a game over. But look what he says. What? He says, this only counts, you ready for this? For the first bite. So in other words, you have a whole stack of Jolly Ranchers. Sorry. So you have a whole pack of Jolly Ranchers there, yeah? And you say, borei mi nim, I don't know what, I think shakel, right? So I take my first Jolly Rancher, and I make a borei mi nim mizonos on it. And I put it in my mouth. So you're yotzei. You don't have to, spit it out or, do something. You want to have another Jolly Rancher, says Rav Moshe? Now you're going to be problematic, because the mizonos only counted b'dieved. So you know what Rav Moshe says you should do? Listen to this. He says, finish your one Jolly Rancher. He doesn't talk about Jolly Ranchers. Finish the one piece that you're, in the middle of eating. Then he says, stop eating. Wait the requisite shear. Wait a half hour, let's say. Or he says, even b'kavana, you could do a shinoi makom. Go walk around the block before you have the next Jolly Rancher. And now you want to come back. Now you'll be mechayev a new bracha. And make a shahakal of a proper bracha on the second Jolly Rancher. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah, would shahakal then be the same type of game plan according to Rav
Moshe? Oh, excellent. So would shahakal be the same thing according to Rav Moshe? Meaning, let's talk out the case, you botch it. You have a piece of challah, and you say shahakal on the piece of challah.
So first bite, second bite,
Rav Moshe over here does not say that. Comes along my next marmakum, right on target, is the Zos HaBracha, brings from a different Rav Moshe, a journal called Am Torah, which I didn't see inside, but he's quoting this journal. The Rav Moshe would say that the same thing would be for shahakal. Because this is the same. It should be that you're yotzei b'dieved, but you're yotzei b'dieved for the first bite. So what did that gain you? It didn't gain you very much. Okay, so you're not an avarian for that first bite. I'm not polluting the fact that you're not an avarian. It's good not to be an avarian. But l'maisa, you now are messed up. Now you can't even eat bite number two, bite number three, bite number four. Not only did you mess up the first bracha, now you have to stop eating or you have to go take a walk around the block. Yeah.
That's assuming you know what the proper bracha is, but you just blew it.
Oh.
Let's see, you don't know what the proper bracha is.
Oh, right on target.
Or you don't realize
until
a few bites in.
Oh. Okay, fine. So you're saying that once... So if I understand you correctly, you're saying...
Why is the first bite versus upon realizing?
Okay, no, but let's assume it's upon realizing. Okay. Let's assume it's upon realizing. I could grant that. No, but what you're saying is that if that whole issue of is that Rav Moshe is talking about is maybe a suffix, if you don't know what the bracha is. You're saying, you know what the bracha is. You knew the bracha was shahako on the Jolly Rancher. You made a mizonos, right? So you're yotzei b'dieved. So why is it a suffix anymore, right? That's what you're asking.
No, so then I understand why you could correct your mistake. But if you don't know what the proper bracha is and go, okay, let me make a bracha so I'm covered.
Okay, fine. No, you're right. That's maybe different. Okay, fine. But let's assume it's a case where you find out the bracha. So I have my Jolly Rancher. I made a brei minei mizonos on the Jolly Rancher. I made a mizonos. Now I said, oh man, someone tells me, no, Jolly Ranchers are shahakal. So now what do I do? According to Rav Moshe, now you know the proper bracha. Says Rav Moshe, stop, wait a half hour, walk around the block, and then come back and make the proper shahakal on the Jolly Rancher. Because now I know what the bracha is. How can my mizonos cover it?
Like you're saying, only if you're not going to make the proper bracha.
No, I'm going to make the proper bracha now. I'm going to make it now. I want to make the proper bracha. But I would have told you, if you make a shakel on challah, and you ask them, so you're yotze. Everyone knows the halacha. Every kid is taught, shakel covers everything. But the answer according to the Moshe, shakel doesn't really cover everything. It covers everything until you know what you're supposed to do. Once you know what you're supposed to do, when you realize you botched it, you have to stop eating. That's a big chiddush by Rav Moshe.
Where is the
marlok for the chiddush? So Rav Moshe is He doesn't say. He doesn't, because he's not quoting. He says.
He says in Legabe and Mizonis.
Oh, where's the Onuf? It's in Torah. And according to Zosar Bracha, he quotes. He's saying a shackle also, but he's Zosar Bracha is quoting from his Torah journal Amator. We have to find that Torah journal Amator. But in Lamedus, it makes sense, because if the Lamedus is that it only covers you as an Avarian retroactively, I mean, okay, so you're not a horrible person that you made a Mizonos on your Jolly Rancher. But now you want to have the second Jolly Rancher, you better make sure you make the proper Bracha.
That's something all the way from the Mishnah, and that
yeah, is an understanding of the Mishnah. Mask him. But that's our Moshe's understanding. Comes along the final Mar Makom. Well, first, Rav Bonner agrees to this as well. Rav Bonner, in his English Sefer, quotes these Maamar Makom, some of these Maamar Makom as well. Fine. Final Maamar Makom is in the Shvus Yitzchak, which is a more contemporary Sefer called Rav. I think his name is Rav Drazi. He quotes a lot of poskim from Rav Yashiv. He argues on this Rav Moshe. He says, in theory, I understand what Rav Moshe said. If you're besuffic, you know, you don't know what bracha to make. And then you find out, like, you know, later on what the bracha is. Okay, then I can understand you make a second new bracha, the correct bracha. But here he says it's not a suffic. So I thought you were saying before. It's not really a suffic, the bracha. You know, you messed it up. Bidieved, you were yotzei. So if you're yotzei, why do you make a second new bracha on the next bite of the jolly rancher? If the halacha is that you're mezonos, took care of the first bite. So Mizonos is good. You're not the ideal Jew. L'charchila, you didn't do the L'charchila thing. But if Bidievid, you were Yotzei, you should be Yotzei for the second Jal Rancher, the third Jal Rancher, the fourth Jal Rancher. Why do you have to now go cause yourself to make a new bracha? Says Rishvus Yitzchak, don't cause yourself to make a new bracha. Finish the Jal Ranchers with your Mizonoses, and next time you have Jal Ranchers, you'll know to make a Shahagol. But he argues that, well, Maisa, I don't know how to follow. It's a big Nafkamina. Nafkamina, what do I tell my kid? My 3-year-old now, every time he botches, it says a Mizonos, and my supposed to correct him, or can I just say, okay, he covered the Mizonos Bidievid, he's covered the rest of the bites? Or do I say, no, really, you have to stop and make a proper shakal on the chicken that he's about to eat? I don't know, Tzarech Lion with Meiser.
Does he say it the same way by shakal covering everything?
Yeah, I think he's saying the same thing for shakal, same thing. That's the Amatora's learning. Yeah.